With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens.
Pursuant to Rule 40D of the rules of the Republican Party, I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing to the crowd at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee that former President Trump and J.D. Vance are the GOP nominees. Trump has been the presumptive nominee for months, but it was the vote of RNC delegates in Milwaukee that made it official this afternoon. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden will not debate Trump again anytime soon. In an interview with NBC News, he was asked if he would debate Trump before their next scheduled debate in September, given his subpar performance last time. Biden would only say that he's going to debate Trump on their next agreed-upon date. The majority of Americans say inflation is a very serious problem, and according to a recent YouGov poll, voters are more likely to approve former President Trump's handling of that issue rather than President Biden's. A controversial bill is signed into law in California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law barring school districts from passing policies requiring local schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification. The law bans rules requiring school staff to disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. Proponents of the legislation say it will help protect LGBTQ students who live in unwelcoming households, but opponents say it will hinder schools' ability to be more transparent with parents. Keith Peters reporting.
A new poll shows the biggest health worry among American adults, getting a late diagnosis of cancer. This is SRN News. A look at Republican voters.
With the GOP opening its presidential nominating convention, the Pew Research Center has decided to take a deep dive into who Republicans are. One of the key findings of the poll is that GOP voters are a lot more religious than everybody else. 81% of Republicans identify with some Christian denomination compared to 67% of all registered voters. Just 15% of Republicans are non-religious. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots this November. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealth way to reference abortion. Republicans also have begun to strategize around that amendment. This is SRN News. On Wall Street Monday, all three market indexes were higher.
U.S. stocks rose to the edge of records as Wall Street's momentum keeps driving the market upward. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Monday, closing just shy of its all-time high set last week. The benchmark index is coming off its 10th winning week in the last 12. The Dow rose 0.5% to a record high, while the Nasdaq gained 0.4%, finishing just shy of its own all-time high. Stocks have been mostly rising in large part because of expectations that inflation is slowing enough to convince the Federal Reserve to ease interest rates soon. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.22%. This is Alex Vega.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk preparing to give about $45 million a month to a new super PAC supporting former President Trump. Musk endorsed Trump's 2024 campaign after Saturday's assassination attempt. More details at SRNnews.com.